Hey there, everyone. It's Coach Kelly. Welcome to episode 192 of Let's Be Honest Before We Start Pretending, the podcast where we are taking the lead in our life every single day together. Let's go. I am super excited for the second of three episodes this month in April on the topic of intention. Last episode, we talked about us being magical beings, and it's true, we are. We have a superpower inside of us, and it is called intention. And we went through the four components of intention so that it will help you get really clear about your intention, right? So we walked through that. If you haven't listened to it, it is in the show notes. Click it. Listen to that one before you listen to this episode. It is chock full of some juicy good nuggets. Check it out. Today, we're going to dive into how do you initiate your intention? How do you get into being intentional and intention? So we're going to go through that. And our final episode, episode three of this series, which will happen toward the end of the month, is going to be about checking our intention. How do we know if we are having it work for us? Okay, so it's going to be about results. It's going to help you master intention. Now, by the way, mastering intention means practice. And also being okay to muck it up, make mistakes. The purpose of a mistake is to learn and to grow. Okay. This is not about getting it perfectly. However, the more we practice intention, getting clear on it, getting into action, being able to really own those results that we're creating, this is going to help us master it. And there are people in the world that have mastered intention. They're very intentional. They get clear on intention and their life is working much more than it's not. So that's what's available to all of us. Hello. Last episode, you heard me talk about it when it came to the knee replacements and losing weight. That's the example that you heard me talk about. It's a real example for those of you who have been around here know that that was a very big part of being able to even have knee replacements, to being able to move forward with my health goals. So intention for the win all the way. So again, we got clear on intention on our last episode. And today we're going to talk about what does it mean to get into intention? So, you know, it's so interesting because we can be really crystal clear on our intention, right? We can get our thoughts moving in the direction that we want them to go. We can understand what we want, why we want it, why it's important. We understand where our energy has got to be focused and what our attention must be looking at so that our energy is following that. And then we can really take a look at our commitment because commitment shows up in action and over time, right? And so it's that action piece often that is like, I don't understand why it's not happening. You know, Nike says, just do it, right? Just do it is such a great concept. It's a great logo for Nike, absolutely. And how is it that we aren't just doing it? Okay, because it happens. It happens for me. It happens for people that I work with. It happens for people that I know in my life. This is not uncommon. Okay, why are we not just doing it? All right. And so remember, I talked about on last episode that intention is not just getting clear on your thoughts, right? It's not just that, but it is marrying it with action. That is how it becomes a superpower. So one would think, gosh, that must be super easy. Clear on my thoughts, take action. Bada bing, bada boom, here we go. It sounds easy, yes, but there's a gap that gets in our way. And oftentimes you might hear it referred to as an intention gap. It might be referred to as a knowing doing gap, but there's this gap in between getting clear on our thoughts and just doing it. There's a gap. And so what we want to do is we want to close the gap. Now, I am going to talk about one of the things today that is a possibility that gets in our way of actually making things happen that's in the gap, okay? Sometimes it might be about knowing doing. I don't know what to do. Okay. Sometimes it's that, and you got to close that gap. I don't know what to do when we might overthink things. We might get stuck in how, all of those things. The thing that I know about intention is the clearer we are on it, and the more we're not focused on how initially, it is amazing what are some of the things, the action steps that will pop up. Okay. But as human beings, we can make things challenging. We can make things hard. We can make it difficult. And so we can get really stuck in the how, which is why you're always going to hear me say, do not start with how. Never start with how. Always start with what and why. Always start with what and why. What do I want? Why do I want it? Why is it important? And then digging back into where does my energy get to be focused? What's my attention on? And then looking at specific pieces of action. I'm going to help you close that gap. What I want to share with you all is in June, the Take the Lead in Your Life workshop series, where we take podcast episodes and turn them into workshops so that you can work with me in a group setting over the course of 3 weeks. This is going to happen in June. Everything is going to be in the show notes, right? Everything will be in the show notes. You can link there. You can sign up for it. You can get the dates, all the things, but it's June. It's 3 Tuesdays in a row. The first one's June 11th, and then the rest follow suit. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for 90 minutes. And we are going to workshop this concept, and we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper into it together. So join us for these workshops. We have an amazing community that jumps in and works this together. And it has literally been magical and super highly effective for those that have joined the workshop. So I invite you to join me for that, because this is the topic. This is the series that we're going to dive in deeper so that I can help you really master intention. But it takes practice. It's not going to just be the one workshop. You got to go on and you got to keep practicing it. Okay. But join us there. It's going to be great. So let's talk about this intention gap. And one of the things that I find the most that will typically get in somebody's way, and there are several things. And again, in the workshop, we're going to dive into a lot of the things that really will stop us, that will get in the way. But I want to talk about something called instant gratification. Instant gratification. Human beings love instant gratification. So what is instant gratification? It is something that is instantly giving me gratification. It could be a dopamine hit. It could be a success hit. It could be a feel-good hit. It could be, like, think about what's instant gratification for you. Okay, what is it for you? For people that might be addicted to smoking, let's just take that, addicted to smoking, but they really, really, really want to quit. And they're pretty darn clear on what they want, why they want it, where they've got to be focused on, and what it's going to take commitment-wise. And yet, it doesn't happen. It does not happen. Why do you think that is? Because the instant gratification from taking the hit from the cigarette, right? And whatever it does for the person who's addicted in that moment becomes more important than moving through it. Okay. There are many strategies out there. There are many hows out there, many of them to help us move through instant gratification, right? You can take that with a lot of different things. You can take that with any health goal, financial goal, relationship goal, any of it, okay? Sometimes instant gratification is, I don't have to think about it. I don't even have to do it. I don't have to think about it. So think about some of that. Like maybe you have a business goal or a relationship goal. Your instant gratification is, choop, boop, I don't even have to dive in just yet. I don't have to think about it. Instant gratification. Let me move on. Let me go do and look at something else. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. The question that I would want to pose to you is it working in your life? Is it working in your life? Instant gratification is going to go, you betcha. You absolutely betcha it is right here, right now. And we can really manipulate ourselves to move away from those transformations that we want in our life. We're really good at it. You know what? We're masterful at it. We've been doing it our entire life, our entire life. And so it is going to require us to really sit down and look, okay? That instant gratification of that Oreo cookie with a creamy center, guy, it can pull you in. It can pull you in, right? The instant gratification of the bag of chips or whatever it is for you, okay? Whatever it is for you. It can be more pulling than the thing that you absolutely want, okay? The thing that you absolutely want. So instant gratification, we are consumers of instant gratification versus what I like to call the long game, right? The long game. By the way, the long game doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be months and years and all of the things. In some cases, it will be. In some cases, it won't be, okay? But it's being willing to stay in the game, period. Staying in the game, period, and holding it that it is a long, I'm here for the long game. Because in the long game, what is going to happen is so much juicier than the instant gratification. So much juicier because we're going to learn a lot about ourselves in the long game. We're going to learn a ton about ourselves, things that work and things that don't work. And we can leverage the things that work, right? They can become strategies that can help us in other parts of our life. And we can also let go of the things that don't work. Now, I talk about these things often, all the time on this podcast. It is really about being in ownership for your life and what you want, whether it is personal, professional, okay? Whether you own a business or you work for someone else, whatever that is, okay? Or anything that you're wanting personal in your life, you got to be in ownership for it. You've got to. We live in a world of excuses, justifications, and defending, okay? But is that getting us what we really want? Is it working? Is it working? Is it not? Those are the questions we've got to ask ourselves. Next week's episode, we're going to ask ourselves those questions, or the next episode in 2 weeks, we're going to ask that. So the thing to focus on in this particular episode, and again, we'll dive deeper into the workshops and dive into some of the other things that stop us, but the most popular one that I hear is instant gratification, is stopping and thinking, okay, sometimes, I hear this all the time, it's just got to be about willpower. Is it? What is willpower exactly, right? What is it exactly? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of willpower and what that means. Like, you must be a strong person if you've got this incredible willpower, right? Something is willing itself to you and somehow you have power and control over it. Dun, dun, dun. What I'm going to suggest is your superpower is your intention. So what that means is I want to remember why and why it's important. And in order for me to really step into that, I have already got to imagine that it's already a done deal. So say it's somebody that smokes. I imagine myself as a non-smoker, okay? As a non-smoker, I imagine myself there. What is happening in my world? What am I experiencing? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I hearing? What am I smelling? Honestly, that would be one, right? Because here's the thing, fun fact, when we quit smoking, there's no judgment here, what I'm saying, but when a person quits smoking, everything changes. Their senses change. Everything changes. You even can clear out your lungs over a course of time and have a different experience in your body. But also you smell and taste differently, right? Like you can smell and taste things differently. How cool is that, right? So you can imagine yourself as a non-smoker. What is happening, right? Same thing for anyone who's taking on a health goal. Maybe it's releasing some weight. What's happening in your life, right? One of the things for me, if we use last week's episode about losing weight so that I could have the knee replacement and not have a lot of judgment and guilt and all of the stigma that occurs for people that are overweight. Okay. There's a lot of shame and a lot of stigma and a lot of guilt that gets poured into people that are overweight. Period, done. I have experienced it for years and years and years, right? And so it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It doesn't mean that somebody overweight is lazy or lacks willpower. Okay, whatever willpower is, doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean we just flip a switch and voila, the transformation occurs. Now, what I want to say about this is we can't just think it away. We cannot think the weight away. This is where the marriage of action and your thoughts have got to come together. Okay. This is where instant gratification has got to be dealt with head on and really beginning to look and see what are those things. So, as an example, remember on last week's episode, I was talking with a dear friend about something that she noticed. I noticed when you drink your water, you add your hydration mix in it. Let's take a look and let's see the sodium count in that. Because a lot of times in drinks like that, the sodium is high. It didn't even occur to me, didn't even think about it. We looked at it, it was high. So, my instant gratification, so that I would drink water, is that it would taste delicious. I have never had this, like, oh, I love water. It tastes so good. I was watching a show a week or so ago, and they were having water tastings. Have you all heard about the water tastings? Like say you would have wine tastings. This was water tastings. I don't know. To me, water tastes like water. Yes, I have noticed difference in different waters, but I digress. Anywho, I thought that was fascinating. I was like, a water tasting, let's go. Okay. Anywho, so we looked at that, and that meant I had to, if I was going to lose the pounds that I was required to lose in order to have the surgery, I was going to get to look at everything. Didn't even think about my water. So I thank my friend. She knows exactly who she is. And to this day, we still talk about it. And so, what that meant is immediately, if not sooner, I got to remove hydration, the product that I was using that's delicious, remove it and see the difference it would make. Y'all, it made a huge difference. It made a huge difference. I will tell you that I still use the hydration product. There's a lot of really good things about it, but it's at so minimum, and it is not every single glass of water that I drink, right? I have been able to not only lose weight, have knee replacement, continue to work on losing weight, and enjoy water, change my relationship with water, which is pretty important since we're, a large portion of us is built by water. Water is everything. Water is life, right? That required me to let go of instant gratification and reframe that for myself, that drinking this water as is in its purest form was delightful. Because what it was doing to my body is it was fueling it. It was fueling it. Actually, when I drink the amount of water that I get to drink every single day, I just feel better. Hydrated, my mind is focused so much more. My body moves differently. I have energy. I'm not tired. It's all directly related to water. Had I not really let go of some instant gratification and reframe instant gratification by experimenting with this, I would never have known. I would never have known. See, that's what is available to us. Things like that. I drink water every day, all the time. It is my go-to beverage, literally my first go-to beverage. I will drink it before I even have coffee in the morning. I will. And I love coffee. By the way, I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I love it and I'm keeping it. Okay. So imagine the power of that if we think about instant gratification, that hit for that quick. I don't even know how long instant gratification lasts, but it's not a long time. That quick hit versus a lifetime of feeling something different. So that means you've got to imagine yourself in that transformation, the thing that's different to help you begin to reframe it for yourself. So how do you combat instant gratification is reframing. It's a tool that we use as a leader. It's a tool I use as a coach with my clients all the time, all the time. Reframing how I see something, how I hear something, how I feel about something. I can reframe that. And it worked. Because if you know me personally, It water was not my like, yes, I love it so much. I drink it. I know it's good for me. But I would do anything I could to make it much more pleasurable. Now, water is everything. I don't have to have hydration. I don't like go into a panic if I forgot to bring it with me on a business trip. Okay. So how do you combat instant gratification? Use the tool reframing. Reframe it. In this moment, I'm going to reframe this water in its purest form and what it's doing for me right now. Okay. That is not always an instant thing, by the way. It takes practice and you might not believe it immediately. That's okay. Keep going. Be a scientist, experiment, study, see what shifts for you. Results are not meant to be always all the time immediate. And I think there's a reason for that. Because as you've heard me say before, the platinum, the goal, results are gold. That's the gold. The platinum is the learning and what we get along the way. Okay. So that means you've got to be intentional with your intention. You've got to be intentional with your action. Okay. You've got to be. Have it be inspiring, right? If I were to go in like this glass of water is just going to be so blah, 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 but I'm going to drink it because I have to. Well, that's not very inspiring. And quite frankly, it's not very fun either. So what that means is when I reframe it and when I think of it, like how great is it going to be to change my relationship with water? I've always been curious about it. And then I got an opportunity to actually do it. Okay. So you can change your relationship with anything that you want in your life. I'm giving you an example, a simple one of water. Take it to wherever you want to go. Try it on. See the fit. See what works. See what doesn't work. And let me know. Okay. So that is what you get to practice between now over the next 2 weeks. And then we get to look at results. We get to look at results and we get to look at a few questions that I think are super helpful. All right. Let's be intentional and change our relationship with the things that really matter in our life. Hello. So thank you guys for listening today. Remember, you have a choice to lead your life or follow your circumstances. You do. You get to take the lead and reframe things versus instant gratification. All right. And who emerges from taking the lead in their lives, they're inspired and they are having more fulfillment and joy in their life. I promise it works. Hey, now, if you have a question about any of this, you can go to the show notes and click on the link that you can ask me a question. You can record something for 90 minutes and I will bring it back and I will answer you and I will even take it on future episodes if you like. Let me know. Click that link. Let's stay connected. Follow me on Instagram at Kelly Mobeck. You can visit my website at kellyjmobeck.com and join us in Uplift Her Circle. That is a private free Facebook group. And we're taking these topics to a deeper level there as well. Don't forget about, wait, let me say it in a different way. Remember about our workshops coming up in June. We're going to take intention and mastering intention. And we're going to work on it at a deeper level over the course of 3 weeks. Let's go. Ready for some new results? I'm ready to help you. So join us there. Click the show notes and you'll get the links to all of that. Have a great week ahead. And you know what? If it's not shaping up the way you want it to, take the lead and create a fantastic one. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.